You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke chapter 4 and verse 5 to 12. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of it, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. For it is written, he shall give his angel charge over thee, to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I want to note that sometimes when we read this passage, we may easily assume that the devil came to Jesus as the devil. Why would Jesus be deceived if the devil came to him as the devil? I perceive that the devil came to him as an angel of light, not as the devil. We are reading the report. We know it's the devil now. But I do not think that the devil came to Jesus as the devil. That's one. Number two, the devil was taking him to places and was showing him visions and revelations. I want to warn and say to you, it's not every vision and revelation that is of God. A lot of preachers on the pulpit are sharing revelations that are from the devil. Those experiences are real, but they are not of God. And they do not necessarily mean that that is what God wants them to preach. Jesus will not go, and the following day begin to say, brethren, you know, yesterday I was in great revelation with the devil, and we had a warfare, and I was seeing vision here and there. Jesus would be promoting Satan if he did that. Many people can't discern today. They think it is a big thing for angel to appear to them. They think it is a big thing to see spirit. Let me tell you, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, and we have the Word of God. There is nothing else that is greater than this. You've got to be very careful. It's not every revelation that is of God. The Bible says he showed Jesus in a moment of time. That is vision. That is revelation. Jesus saw glory. He saw kingdom. He saw so many things. Have you not heard some preachers? They will say, as we were praying, I just quickly saw something like this. I'm not saying that it's all the devil. It's all the time the devil. But sometimes it can be the devil. If he is not discerning, if he does not know the word of God, it was because Jesus knew the scriptures. That was why all his reply to the devil was based on the scriptures. Please be very careful of giving attention to things that look spectacular or things that sound spectacular. I had a preacher. He said God took him to heaven and then took him down. He said an angel came and took him down. The ground opened and he went inside and he saw hell. That hell is in this earth crust. And he began to teach on account of that. But when we look closely at the scripture, what he said is not correct. So that could not have been God. God could not have given you a vision that contradicts the word of God, but is sharing it. You see, it catches the ears of people. People will gather preachers to themselves because they have itching ears. People love to listen to all of these stories. Satan knows it, that people love the spectacular. So he gives visions that are from him, not from God. And men who are not discerning, they embrace it and begin to propagate it on the pulpit as if it is the word of God. That is why our safety is in scriptures. I had a man, he said that he was in a vision and he saw God, that God had white beards. And God told him, my son, go and be preaching tight. Of course, that is contrary to the scripture, but he said that openly. If that experience was true, then certainly it's from the devil, it's not from God. Today, people sheepishly believe anything that people say. In the name of thou shalt not judge. Let me tell you, there is a difference between judging and discernment. Jesus said, be careful. Let no one deceive you. That means he wants us to be discerning. He said, trust all spirit. It means that when I listen to you, I must be able to tell whether you are from God or you are from the devil. If I discover you are from the devil and I say you are from the devil, that is not judging you. That is discernment. I'm discerning. Many people have lost discernment. They embrace everybody. They accept everybody. In their heart, they say, well, maybe that's what God gave him to preach. Maybe that's how God wants to use him. We are not all the same. We are different. We know that we are not all the same, but we all preach one message. There is no two Jesuses. There is only one Jesus. One Christ, one salvation, one message, one gospel. The Bible says, even if an angel come to you and preach another gospel, let him be accursed. Therefore, brethren, be very careful. Stick with the word of God, and may God give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.